You are now listening to Bullhook Golf, an unfiltered golf podcast taking you inside the ropes with unfiltered stories, insights, analysis, and exclusive interviews. Hey everyone, before we dive into today's episode, a quick word from our sponsors. Swannies is here with a fresh take, premium looks from top to bottom at swannies.co. And for all our Bullhook Golf listeners, you get an exclusive 25% off using promo code PullHookGolf25 at checkout. Now enjoy the episode. Welcome back, everybody, to Bullhook Golf, the podcast. I'm your host, Matt Cook, and on today's episode, I have a really special guest for everybody, Mr. Adil Yang from Drivebox. He is the co-founder and CEO of the Drivebox Mobile Golf Simulator. If you guys follow Bullhook Golf on Instagram, you might have seen me out in Gilbert, Arizona, because I went into one of these mobile golf simulators, and Adil, we're going to be getting into quite a bit around what made you decide to create this invention and to take it out there and create a business out of it. So many great opportunities, but man, my experience in Gilbert was phenomenal. Matt was out there. He took me around, showed me all the different things to it. I mean, you can see it if you're watching the broadcast on YouTube or on Spotify. You can see right behind me is the mobile golf simulators, and there's a patio that comes out. My biggest takeaway was, wow, I felt like I walked into a mobile million-dollar mansion with a golf simulator in it because I used to sell this technology. But without further ado, Adil, welcome to the Bullhook Golf Podcast.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Now tell me, what got you to the point where you wanted to create this Drivebox mobile golf simulator? Because you come from a medical background. Not technically a golf background, but give me the backstory or the origin story, let's say, to the creation of Drivebox.
Yeah, I'm a total outsider, right? Did not come from golf. Background in medicine. But fortunately, when I was still in training, I had gotten bit by the entrepreneurial bug. So started my first company when I was still in medical school. It was a basically e-learning platform for allied health professionals called Picmonic. And ended up selling that company, fortunately, and thought about going back into medicine. But once you get bit by the bug, you got to keep going. So I had a second company called Medumo, which was essentially helping hospitals provide instructions to their patients. It was enterprise software. And that company, I have the fortunate outcome of selling the company to Philips. This was back in 2019. That was also the year that I got addicted to golf. I have a younger brother who was in business school at the time, and I'm very competitive with him, anything sports. So when I found out he was secretly taking golf lessons and getting better at golf, I said, I got to pick this sport up and, you know, try to compete with him. So like anybody trying to learn golf in your mid-30s, I just started binge watching YouTube, go to the driving range every day, just try to teach myself the game. But it was tough. It was really hard. And I was finally starting to get better. And the pandemic happened. So I was just kind of stressed out because I had spent so much time trying to get better and I was finally getting better. And then all of a sudden, golf was shut down, right? So out of desperation, I was like, well, I got to put a simulator in my home. That's how I'm going to keep going. But my wife, we live in San Francisco, so I can't blame her for saying no. It was between, you know, sacrificing my son's bedroom or, you know, having my golf simulator. So she said no, which ultimately became the motivation to, for me, I wanted to solve this problem. And where I live, there's a street where I often see trailers parked outside. And I thought one day driving home, I was like, what if I got a trailer and I park it right there?
Not a bad idea.
And I could play golf right in there. And then, of course, you start thinking like, you know, the itchy entrepreneurial bugs are saying, well, you know, like you could actually take this to your friends and they could use it too. It could be like a timeshare thing. So, of course, here I am, you know, a little too much time on my hands over the pandemic and started building this. And once I got a prototype out and saw the possibility,
I was hooked. I can only imagine getting that bug, and then you start to think of all the possibilities. Before we even jumped onto this interview, I'm like, deal, maybe we could create a Pull Hook Golf podcast studio out of one of these. Can drive around, go meet up with Bobby, interview some players at each of the tour stops. I mean, this thing really gets you going. I got really pumped going into it. And I mean, hearing your story too, just about how you were so competitive with your brother, right? And I've seen it with mobile golf simulator, mm-hmm. or not mobile golf simulators, but golf simulators for wealthy individuals. I've had CEOs of big Fortune 500 companies. One of them happened to be an owner of a football team, NFL football team, that is, not to mention any names, but might be in the Carolinas. But they didn't want to embarrass themselves out on the golf course at their country club. I had one guy who would not step foot. He had been a member at a high-end country club in the Northeast for 3 years and had never stepped foot on property because he was too intimidated to go embarrass himself. He goes, Matt, I have a huge ego. And he admitted it to me. It's like, I've got a huge ego. That's how I've become the best at everything I do. And I can't go out there and suck at golf. People will laugh at me. Absolutely. It'll destroy my ego. And so he installed one into his house and sure enough would practice. He had all the instruction going on and everything. And that was one of the questions that I asked Matt when I was out there about, you know, from a golf lesson or a just getting in there and seeing the data and all the information that comes with it. It's just amazing as to what you get in the golf simulator. So let's talk a little bit about the experience, because certainly I had that experience myself walking into it for the first time. Even I was blown away, being somebody who's been in the golf technology industry, having done sales within golf simulators and high-end golf simulators. I felt like I walked into $1 million installation in a mansion in Greenwich, Connecticut when I walked into that trailer. It was absolutely phenomenal. I mean, tell me what you're going for there with the actual setup and experience of the drive box.
Yeah, there's so much to that question, right? You know, from day one, you should have seen our prototype box. In fact, I think there's a picture of it somewhere on our website, where it was essentially all I wanted to prove was that you could actually safely swing a club in a trailer, in a street legal trailer. In fact, that was where I think a lot of the innovation occurred in the beginning, which is like there are specific rules around vehicle dimensions in order to drive it on the road. And when you're swinging a golf club, there are some specific dimensions that don't quite jive with your typical street legal dimensions. So how to overcome that, we have now 4 issued patents. It's to solve this problem of how do you actually allow people to play golf in a trailer and not just swing, but feel comfortable, right? So our prototype trailer worked, but it was a smaller trailer. And there was this feeling like you're stepping into a confined space. And as you know, like golf is such a mental thing. And if there's anything that's sort of not comfortable, it could affect your game. And so we kept improving on not just the actual physical hardware, the, you know, padding, everything. It was about this feeling of being able to step into a space and not feel like you're in the trailer and feel like this is a very comfortable, very private, but also just fun space. And you'll notice like even things from lighting to music, right? We're even innovating on the smell of the trailer. Yeah, like everything, the little things matter. And it's all of those things come together in very like subtle ways. So I'm glad to hear you say that. It means like all the work we invested into the experience of the trailer is paying off.
It's money. And you don't feel claustrophobic because swinging a driver in a confined space, you're right. You can really start to see either people don't swing as hard as they normally do. They're a little bit more timid. I mean, we see it in golf simulators all the time. And one of the things that we always get, and I was going to talk about this later in the conversation, but we're kind of here right now, is around the fact that people get into a golf simulator for the first time and they don't realize how long it takes them to warm up. How long, for instance, swinging and hitting a golf ball inside, it feels unnatural to begin with. So a lot of times, I used to see it all the time at trade shows. Guy walks up for the first time straight out of his car and all of a sudden gets up there and has a swing speed of about 98. And he goes, oh man, my ball goes way further than 225 yards.
Right.
I hit the ball 300 yards. It's like, bud, your swing speed was 98 miles an hour. I'm no scientist or physicist or anything like that, but my God, that does not translate to a 300-yard drive. So like people get that initial like stuck as far as the accuracy and so forth of simulators. And I think one of the cool things with the TGL that I had on Neil Hubman, who's the president of LA Golf Club, and that entire situation of having pros in a golf simulator environment, I think is going to do wonders, because one of those things that we had to overcome in that space was telling people how accurate it is. And I think now we're getting to that mainstream point to where people realize that these golf simulators, not only accurate, but they're giving you your numbers. Like if somebody actually gets warmed up in there, or I had the one scenario where a guy decided that he was going to install a golf simulator in his garage down in Florida. Great guy. He had a Ferrari, though, $150,000 Ferrari sitting right next to it. And he calls me up and goes, Matt, these numbers are off. I swing way harder than this. I hit the ball way further than this. And I go, all right, let's hop on remotely and let me take a look. And sure enough, if this guy, I saw the Ferrari and I go, are you a little bit nervous that you're going to smoke your Ferrari with like a wayward shot? And he's like, yeah, kind of. I go, can you please move that outside? And then we'll go and start testing this. I go, because I need you to freaking swing. And like once people get over that fear factor of swinging indoors and everything, I mean, I was in there. I was smoking drives. I had an absolute blast in there. I was like a kid in a candy shop, a deal. But tell me about the technology that you're using right now in the Drivebox mobile golf simulators, because I think people are going to be surprised that it's something that they see out at the PGA Tour events on the driving range with just about every single one of the pros.
Absolutely. I think the most important answer here is that, you know, we want the best, right? So at the end of the day, our mission is to cultivate golf everywhere. And we want people to trust the numbers, and we want people to actually know that what they're doing in the box translates into real golf. And so, and fortunately over the last 5 years, like the growth in just technology across launch monitors and simulators has been exponential, right? So, but we're also early. Like we've got a trailer and now we have 10 trailers. Like we're still a small company. So we didn't want to sort of marry ourselves to one particular brand from the beginning. So we designed the trailer to allow all sorts of launch monitors to be in it. So TrackMan is one of the more popular ones. We have them in currently all of our trailers. But we also have a GC Quad that we pull it out sometimes, because sometimes our customers prefer, you know, using it for club fitting, for specific coaching purposes. And we're using Full Swing now because, you know, they have the kit that just came out, which works in a very similar way as TrackMan. And everyone across the board, everyone's data is getting better. And that allows us to basically give our customers that amazing experience where they can get the numbers and actually use it to improve their game. Like we're all about data-driven improvements. Between club, we've learned that there are about four or five data points that if everybody understands how to use them, their games will improve. So it's face to path, it's club path, it's attack angle or low point, right? It's obviously you mentioned swing speed. And then of course there are like 40 other data points, but we're trying to also simplify that for a lot of our beginner golfers that haven't used a simulator before ever in their life, don't understand anything about these numbers, dynamic loft, and you know, like planes, and you know, it's physics, right? So we try to simplify that and give people an experience where anyone off the street can say, oh, okay, I see what this is about and how do I use this.
Another cool thing that I noticed when I was there in Gilbert is that this can be a remote setup that you can, I mean, obviously it's a trailer, so you can pull up anywhere. And one of the areas that I'm like, from an experience standpoint, do you guys ever do any events? And Matt was like, Bad Birdie had their opening event and we were there, mm-hmm. and it was their largest grand opening ever. Everybody was coming, hitting shots mm-hmm. into it and everything. I mean, from a corporate perspective, I just have to imagine that this is a gold mine for both sides, whether it's a company, even if they're not golf related. I mean, think about just having a, you know, trying to get people back into the office and trying to rebuild that office culture. And think about pulling up a mobile golf simulator for 4 hours for your employees to come in and out of, and, you know, even get like a little lesson or something along those lines. I see so many opportunities with this, but the cool thing with the remote access, and this is something that I asked Matt about, I was like, so you're telling me you can just get a code and come in and use it for an hour?
Yes. I would say this, your instinct is absolutely right. Over half of our business right now is events. And what we do is large activations. I think we're actually one of the key activations at Genesis Invitational. We work directly with Genesis and create this, you know, we're at the 14th hole lounge. We create this incredible experience where people can come closest to the pin, contest, win prizes, and we'll see thousands of people over the course of the tournament. From that all the way down to birthday parties and bachelor parties.
Well, there you go.
Put some guys on a golf trip and want to just have something to do at night. Like, we're trying to stretch this product and this experience across a very, you know, large scale, because what we, again, back to our mission, cultivate golf everywhere. Like, we think we have an opportunity to expose golf to as many people as possible through big events and give people a very intimate experience through smaller parties. And you mentioned corporate, like we do corporate activations all day with team building, employee wellness. We work with Genentech right now, who has us on their campus, you know, 3 times a month just to provide golf lessons to their employees. So lots of opportunities.
It's incredible. I mean, there are so many possibilities. As you're just talking about it, my mind is racing because I've got that entrepreneurial itch, and sitting here just going, oh my gosh, all the possibilities. And granted, I used to own an indoor golf center in Midtown Manhattan on 38th between 5th and 6th. It was called Golf Pros NYC. And I was even, as I was talking with Matt as well on site, I'm like, man, I used to literally have my now wife come in. We would have date nights in there to where we would put on a movie onto the screen and we would just order in some food, have some drinks. And he's like, oh yeah, you can get the drinks right from the shack and then you can bring in food because they don't serve food here. I'm like, holy cow. So you could have an entire date night at the golf simulator and it's completely private, folks, unless you want to open it up. Look, I mean, look behind me with the golf simulator, and Matt was kind enough in 100+ degree heat. He was sweating his ass off. I felt bad, but he put out the patio for me and everything because I was like, I want to see the full experience. I want to get that full itch behind this entire mobile golf simulator. And I mean, you can be on the patio having drinks, your buddy in there hitting golf shots. I mean, this is unbelievable. And then on top of it, you guys have Wi-Fi in there too, correct?
Yes. Every box comes with its own Wi-Fi.
So, folks, if you want to play in those TrackMan golf tournaments for money, right here, you got it. I mean, pull it up next to a beach, but you guys will come on site to locations and you guys just charge a little bit extra and have a minimum amount of hours that go along with it. But if I'm a business, you know, let's say in Scottsdale, Arizona, and you've got the Gilbert location, that can move and come up to Scottsdale for one of those corporate events, right?
Yep, exactly. That's the whole advantage, right? I mean, it's right there in our tagline. We're mobile, right? So we bring the experience to you. A lot of people even is like, oh, you guys are Top Golf on wheels, and we just roll with it. Yes, you know, that's exactly what we are, because especially at night, oh my gosh, I got to get you in the box at night. The whole thing lights up like a beacon. It's got party lights, it's got music, and it's a huge sick party.
And I know you got the huge TVs on the outside too. So of course I'm thinking event, golf tournament. You know, if I'm a golf club and I've got a member guest going on, I might pull up one of these, pop it up on the TV with just some, you know, B-roll footage from the golf club, have some music going. I mean, I see all different types of possibilities here. You could set up the closest to the pin, have some contests out there. Look at that. I'm literally pitching to all these country clubs for you right now. But it's unbelievable. I get pumped up when I see stuff like this. And we used to mess around. Like I told you when we first started talking about having you come on, I'm like, you know, we messed around with having like containers be built as these golf simulators, and they were terrible. I mean, because they were too small, but your sides kind of pop out and you get this extra height from it as well, which is really cool to see. Folks, if you want a golf experience, which I know everybody's looking for, the best kept secrets in golf, I'm telling you right now, the best kept secret in golf is DriveBox, the mobile golf simulator. This thing, you're absolutely going to love it. And if you don't, just don't talk to me, because then you're not a golf fan and you don't like cool golf stuff, or you don't like technology. So, I mean, it checks every single box a deal, which is absolutely awesome. Now, as we talk about a little bit around the benefits for golfers in particular, right? So we talked about the fact that you get these data points. Talk to me a little bit about your own experience as to how you used golf technology to get better. And I do have a question on top of that I'm going to ask you right now. And this is first, who's better, you or your brother right now?
Ah, pains me to admit he's better, but yeah, he's a little bit better than me, but I'm catching up. I'm catching up. That 1 year he
You've
has
been working
over me,
too hard, man.
It really makes it. It's true. I have learned that. I always thought if I started a golf company that I would get better at golf, but I think the opposite is true, because, you know, you spent so much time building the company.
That is the truest statement ever, folks.
But I'm catching up. I'm getting close. In terms of my experience leveraging technology, you know, like I'm just very tech minded from the start. So even in the beginning, I was trying to figure out what all these numbers mean. And I get really drawn into the numbers. So when I first discovered simulators, I was like, oh my God, it was like a whole new world that opened for me. And, you know, from just being in technology for so long, you know, my brain kind of works in that way. So it's sort of like putting the puzzle pieces together. Like, how do you create a shot that goes from right to left? How do you create a shot that goes from left to right? How do you create a stinger? How do you, and all those numbers actually make it make sense to me. And so when I started using the technology, it was first about understanding it. Like, it was like very empowering to all of a sudden understand the science behind it, instead of like, if you move your body this way, or if you, you know, the traditional coaching method of all, you know, form, I was starting to really understand numbers through skill. And I got to credit, you know, my co-founder Jake for opening my eyes to that. You know, he's a PGA professional, and I have a funny story about him if we have time, but he really kind of opened my eyes into how you can let your own athleticism and skills kind of take over in a way that isn't so stiff and rigid, because everyone has a different body. Yeah. Everyone swings differently. As long as you have some numbers to guide you, because I could be on the driving range all day hacking away, but I would have no idea if any of the changes I'm making to my body is actually translating effectively into golf shots. But the moment I can connect the numbers with some of the changes I'm doing with my body, all of a sudden it's like, oh, okay, if I did more of this, it'll cause this. And if I did less of this, it will create this. And I can sort of self-diagnose and actually get better through all sorts of shots, right? Like, instead of learning one swing, you're learning essentially a formula to create all sorts of swings.
Now, a quick word from our sponsor. Swanee's is here with a fresh take. Performance-based materials are a given these days. But if you're looking for the stretchiest and most lightweight pieces that deliver a look that says, I'm here for a good time, take a walk on the Swanee side. With fabric sourced from recycled plastics and designs sourced from our very own weekend warriors, Swanee's is looking out for both our planet and those that need a little style to boost their drive another 15 yards. Premium looks from top to bottom at swanees.co. That's so really cool. Now, we didn't get a chance to talk about, because I kind of moved us along within this conversation, but I do want to go back to your co-founder and how you ended up deciding to pick him as your co-founder, and really what was the impetus behind that connection?
Oh my God. So I've got two other co-founders, right? I'm sorry, it's just too funny. When I was starting the company, this was when I was still in the garage phase, figuring stuff out. My brother, of course, the number one shit talker in my world, comes to me and is like, bro, you're starting a golf company? But at the time, like, you know, my handicap was like 20. And he's like, but you're a 20, you know, index handicap golfer. Like, that's embarrassing. And he's right. And, you know, at first I, you know, but he's right. Like, if I wanted to, you know, start a golf company, I need someone on board who's, you know, very good at golf, knows the industry, speaks the language, and can represent the company in that light. So I was on a mission to look for a co-founder that could complement me in that way. So what I did was I actually went around and took a bunch of lessons. I thought I had this sort of vague image in mind of what type of person that co-founder should look like, but I knew I wanted someone who could coach, because to me that instructions were important. So I went through a bunch of coaches, you know, and I was told, because I was following Jake on Instagram, and someone told me, hey, did you know Jake is actually in the Bay Area? And I was like, oh, I had no idea. So I looked him up, took a lesson with him as sort of the secret interview. And then within, I would say like 15, 20 minutes, I knew. It was just like this really strong feeling that like, he's the guy. Like, he not only checked all the boxes, he really had this energy and this authenticity. And you know, sometimes you just have chemistry with someone. So I immediately felt that. And I actually paused the lesson midway through. I was like, hey, Jake, can I want to tell you my idea. Jake was a little taken back at first. He was like, okay, you know, sure, it's your time, you paid for it. So I hard pitched him on the idea. And he, you know, fortunately didn't reject it and found it to be interesting. And we've had, and we did a couple other golf dates after that, and I showed him the product. And, you know, I would take this thing down to Stanford, and he used to coach at Stanford. So he's like, let me go check it out. And he showed up. Just first thing he did is pulled out his phone and went live on Instagram, of course. And the rest is history. Like, he and I just really bonded, and we've lived through some really interesting situations together, you know, bringing Drybox to the world. And then my other co-founder, who's also Matt, you know, I've been wanting to build a company with him since my first company, but always kind of missed him by a little bit. Like, he was either going to law, he's a lawyer, so he was starting law school and I missed that. Or he just joined another startup, which actually became, it was Cruise, which, you know, became this wildly successful, you know, self-driving car company. And finally, a third time's a charm, I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, I'm building another company. Do you want to join me? And fortunately, the third time worked out.
Third time's the charm, man. You had your A team, which I love to hear, because whenever you're starting a business, it's like you need the talent set. I always had kind of my list of guys whenever I was going to start a business that, and there's certainly some that were always like onto something else. And it's like, ah, shoot, you're not available right now. Okay. So I feel you on that. So you finally got your Matt, and now you're on an interview with a Matt, and I met with a Matt. So you're surrounding yourself with Matt, and you got a golf mat inside of him. I mean, you are. I don't even know where to take that comment, but that being said,
honestly, I don't know why, but literally, ever since Drybox, I literally, they're like a dozen mats.
We're good people, a deal
in the organization. Yeah, it's I guess it's golf and Matt. There's something there.
I don't know what it is, but there's something there. Now, came back to the, because obviously, you met an instructor that you wanted to be a part of this. Obviously, getting better and improving your golf game is part of it. And the benefits for golfers, we were talking about it. Now, from an entertainment perspective, so somebody wants to go in, they want to, let's say, a bachelor party or even a golf trip, and they're like, hey, I'm out in Arizona. I want to pull this up to my hotel for 4 hours. Let's go ahead and get this done. Tell me about what you guys are going to do to benefit that golfer. I mean, so you pull it up. Who does all the work to get it all set up like what I've got behind me?
Yeah, so the way our model works is that we have these trailers out in all sorts of markets, and each market has a general manager, right? Someone who owns, operates, you know, really focuses on the success of that box in that market. And we call them boxes, in case I haven't clarified. Should be pretty self-explanatory. But so typically, let's say you're in South Carolina. On our website, you'd be able to find the closest box to you. And let's say you're doing an event and you want to, you know, book it for 4 hours and have it come to a hotel. Everything's online. You reserve whatever. And then Brandon, who's actually in South Carolina, would reach out and make to confirm with you. And then he would bring the box out. He would have it open at the location you want. And then if you want, you could even have an instructor in the box. So oftentimes for corporate events, companies want to have an instructor. So we work with a lot of PGA professionals. In fact, one of our investors is the PGA of America. And so there's a great relationship there where everywhere we launch new boxes, we try to build a network of PGA professionals who could not only coach in the box, but maybe potentially be part of our events and things like that. And so for corporations that want to bring golf lessons to their employees, we'd have a golf PGA professional there giving lessons, giving tips. And the really important thing is, you know, the continuity of the experience. So once someone gets in the box, if it's at a big event where everyone gets three swings, we actually have a piece of software that we developed where it's like a photo booth. The moment you left, there'd be a video that gets emailed to you of your swing with the stats and everything. And then you can immediately get a taste of, oh, this is really cool. Like, I got to see my swing. And of course, like, to build on that, eventually we want to like plug in other coaching software. You know, probably best to partner than to reinvent the wheel, because there's so many great technologies out there. Right now, today, we partner with Sportsbox AI. It's they've done a really great job. So integrating with other great technologies to give golfers that continuity of experience to continue to work on their game. Because oftentimes, I would say more than a third of the time, which is a lot, we're out at these big events and people show up and we ask them, oh, have you played golf before? And they'll say, no, or mini golf, like I've done mini golf. And to us, that's an opportunity. Like, they get to have their first swing in our box, which is awesome. Now the question is, how do we preserve that magic and turn the first swing into many more swings down the road? And I feel like we have a responsibility, right, to inspire them and to get them into the game. And so to me, the sharing the data and sharing the experience beyond just their first session is very
important. Have any of the boxes made its way down to Augusta National yet for the Masters? Yeah.
We did. This past Augusta, obviously we're not in the tournament because they're
For the people that know that have been down to the Masters, nothing really happens inside of the Masters other than golf. Exactly. When you get outside, there is all the hospitality. There's concerts going on.
Oh, yeah.
So give me a little bit of a backdrop here to where you guys were at. How were you set up? And take me through it. Take me through the Masters experience.
So we had a phenomenal connection. You know how there are all these corporate house, you know, hospitality venues that essentially are big mansions that companies kind of reserve big parties and guests, entertainment, like throughout the week of Masters. So one of the hospitality venues actually reserved us to be one of their main activations throughout that week. So that was phenomenal. And then just before the Masters, we also worked with a company called Trap Golf, and we did a really cool promotion. They got to send in an artist to do a custom drawing, to custom painting on the side of the box to really celebrate Augusta and kind of the theme out there. So it was a phenomenal time, and we had Brandon, who's our operator out there, actually drive the trailer down to Georgia and get that whole week set up. And we probably saw a few thousand folks come through just by setting up there and having a chance for these companies to utilize our service.
I absolutely love it because I did it 3 years in a row when I was in golf technology. IBM used to have it at their main house. And I mean, we would have to install a full simulator structure in order to get that done, where you guys just drive up. I mean, you can pull up in the front yard. You're like, honey, I'm home. Right. You know, you got, got Christmas vacation. Exactly. Now, Rick Clark, that's an RV.
There you go.
So,
it's 15 minutes. It takes 15 minutes to set up and take down. Right. And I don't know if you notice, because we probably didn't dive into details, but there's a lot of technology around the trailer too, for kind of the experience to be, we'll say, like, less dependent on, I'll give you an example, less dependent on the venue. Like, I'll give you an example. We're solar powered and battery charged. So there's no generator. We don't need to use a generator. As long as we get good sun, the trailer can pretty much run all day. And then at night, you could kind of like charging your phone, you can plug it into any, 110 volt outlet, and you can get the battery charged up. And so it's also very clean. It's green, it's clean energy, and it's peaceful because you're not hearing this loud, smelly generator while you're playing golf. All these little things I mentioned in the beginning, like the subtlety of the design surrounding the user experience, we really like went all in.
You got me speechless. I'm sitting here. I'm like, how do I talk to a deal into a deal to create the Pull Hook Golf studio in one of these trailers?
Hey, man.
We gotta go on the full country tour here. This is incredible.
There you go.
I mean, you can wrap the box in a design. I mean, you're speaking my language here. You're getting me all giddy about this technology. I'm pumped up right now. Oh, geez. I don't even know where I was at within this interview. I'm just sitting here like a kid in a candy store listening to all this great tech that's going into this, because shoot, you could be in the middle of the wilderness. As long as you got sun, you've got power.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, you could be playing golf anywhere. Oh, this is unreal, because I love camping. I love the camping experience and everything. I mean, I could imagine, I'm like, honey, I'm sorry, we got to just pack some tents for this one, because I got to bring the simulator with me. I got to work on my game on this camping trip while we're out at the lake. I mean, have you ever thought about building these out for individual buyers? I got to imagine there's got to be a market there.
Eventually. There's like several... For now, there's still so much to learn, right? I mean, we're a 2.5-year-old company. And so we want to really get deeper with our market and with different types of customers to realize that. I think the fear is if we start just selling these willy-nilly, then we don't really get the learnings as much than to like operate these ourselves and really like learn from every customer we interact with, right? So there's absolutely the opportunity down the road that I believe we could eventually make it widely accessible for everyone to own one of these. But for now, every single one, we want it to be maximized and out there achieving our mission, which is to cultivate golf everywhere. So we want as many golfers to be exposed, or non-golfers to be exposed and get into the game. The one other thing I will say is, I think one of the craziest ideas we have that I personally want to see happen is, because we have this unique opportunity to truly play golf anywhere, there's this idea of my co-founders call it Boxicella, where we bring, when we have enough of these, bring them all together in a desert somewhere and have the wildest, you know, we'll call it like mobile golf party where people can like play tournaments and compete.
I better get an invite. There'll be music. To this.
And so this is breaking news. We're actually testing this concept next April in next year with an organization called Pocket Talk. So they're a big sports festival. They want to be the world's largest sports festival. And we've essentially contracted with them to bring a ton of dry boxes to the festival where they've dedicated an area for us to basically throw this amazing 19-hole wow. experience. And so this is happening.
Breaking news.
I think breaking news. We're going to make this happen. And it's going
now,
to
where
be
is
freaking
that,
awesome.
So where does that take place in April? Okay.
It'll be in Houston. Right, leveraging the Houston Convention Center, but they have a huge green space outside where there's a specific space that will be dedicated to dry box.
Let's go, Adil. That's sick. Oh.
Because if that works, holy cow, could you imagine like when we actually have hundreds of these? It'll be the biggest golf festival.
Well, you just let it with the...
We'll call it golf festival in the world.
What? Yeah. There's so many possibilities with the names. We got to sit down. We got to go over names.
I love the energy from you, Matt.
Now, from a business perspective, you kind of let us in on a nice little segue here, but what's the future look like for DriveBox? What is your ambition, the big plan behind this?
Yeah, so there's kind of, if we work backwards from the mission, which is to cultivate golf everywhere, we want to see trailers everywhere. And trailers is more of a platform of vehicle, no pun intended, or pun intended, to actually expose people to the game and then give them a way to then deepen their skill set and actually grow into the sport. Because we all know, like, I've been there, like, if you're trying to, it's a hard sport to pick up and you need to kind of stick with it for a few times until you can finally connect. And then it's the most addicting sport ever, right? So overcoming that initial activation energy is what we believe, you know, DriveBox has the opportunity to do. And how that's going to manifest, obviously there's actually several channels. And another breaking news is we are launching a franchising program. And so, yeah, so that will allow people who love golf, who want to do this with us, to be able to buy into a franchise and have a territory and go do this in their community. Like, I can't tell you how many people have reached out to us since we started the company that have said, hey, please, you know, I'd love to do this. Like, give me a box and I'll do it in my community. And now I feel like we finally have a chance to do that. And that's going to be exciting because it's us empowering other people to help us achieve our mission, right? But then ourselves, like, we're also one of our kind of key focuses this year is working with a lot of big brands and partners that are touching a lot of golfers, that are touching a lot of people and exposing them to golf. So obviously we've worked with Genesis, as I mentioned, but there are many other brands. Like, this year so far, we worked with Lululemon, Michelob Ultra. We've worked with Cobra Puma at this Palm Festival, where it's a huge music festival, and DriveBox was one of the key attractions. So golf is hot right now. Like, all of these companies that are not in golf are actually finding golf to be really cool and want to do activations in golf. And DriveBox, again, pun intended, is a phenomenal vehicle to do that. And why we love that is then we get lots of their fans exposed to golf, right? So it's very synergistic. And so to me, there's a huge opportunity where we just continue to focus on working with big brands and partners who want to expose their brands to golfers and work together with them to get lots of people in front of, our technology, and then also empowering franchisees to be able to do what we do and be successful, both financially and help
That's
us achieve
money right there. A deal. This is incredible. And let's have one more little piece of breaking news here, because, I was talking with Neil Hubman about the fact that he wants to team up with you guys and do some activations with the LA Golf Club, the TGL team, and do some pop-ups throughout Los Angeles, which there's not a better vehicle, no pun intended, than DriveBox Mobile Golf Simulator. So, easy, right? I mean, how are those conversations developing? I mean, obviously, you're going to end up having to skin one of these things, not skin, but vinyl.
Oh, 100%. We love, you know, working with amazing brands and really celebrating their brand. Because I think of our trailer as a mobile billboard, right? And so I'm glad you brought up, because I've wanted to share this, but, you know, I wanted to wait for Neil to share it before, you know, I do. And, you know, it's been so exciting. I mean, you know, Neil, Reddit, you know, Alexis, they're very well known here in the Bay Area where I currently live. And so to see what they're doing, I mean, TGL for one is going to just completely transform this game. And I'm rooting for it. I'm betting hard on it. And I feel like and what we're doing at DriveBox, I feel like can align with what they're doing really well, because it basically allows more people to be exposed to that, you know, experience. With Neil separately, it's just been awesome. Like, just, he's an amazing guy. And he like me and like Alexis, didn't come from golf, but it was this idea that anyone could do this and make a difference and introduce golf to communities. Like, that really got me jazzed. And so I'm super excited. I think we're going to do some amazing things with Neil, but also, fingers crossed, you know, soon TGL, where we can bring golf and bring what they're doing and the game itself to all these communities and the cities that TGL have teams in. So that is definitely something we're working hard at, and can't wait to share more.
A pretty cool just marketing, and this just popped into my head as you were talking about it, because each of these teams have their clubs, right? And their different city locations. It would be cool to have, and just, this is between you and me, and for you to share with Neil potentially, but you know, potentially having a little contest between the different clubs in a DriveBox simulator. And because there's Wi-Fi in there, you can compete. So LA can compete against Boston. Those are the only two teams announced right now. So those are the only two I can share. I know there's some others, but that being said, you could have them in these regional locations and have competing against each other. Yeah. And it could be fans, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be the players from the clubs, but you can have these fan bases that are competing against and make a marketing deal out of it. So much potential there, Neil.
And you know, that's what TGL is. You know, they're going to bring these teams. They're going to have their first stadium in Florida. It's going to be amazing. I mean, I'm picturing the experience in my head of tuning in on Monday night and watching like Tiger and Rory freaking playing in a simulator. That's already mind-blowing enough. But like you said, you know, there's an opportunity where, because we're mobile, you know, these boxes could be in these cities where there are teams, or even go to cities that don't have teams. I mean, we're about inclusiveness, right? So it's about, or inclusivity, it's about bringing boxes to places where they're like, we don't have a team yet. How can this be relevant to us? Well, I'll tell you how it can be relevant to us. We're going to bring a box right to you, and we're going to have a little league just within your city where you can experience the game the way the pros are and have it be, you know, part of your community.
Man, so much potential, folks. If you don't get excited about this, like I said, just don't even listen to the podcast anymore, because I don't want you to, because this is exciting stuff. I mean, the experience alone, when I went out to Gilbert, Arizona, I've been in the industry. Like, I've seen the most elaborate, insane installations of golf simulators, and I just got that feel of walking in there, and like, I was blown away. There's TVs on each side. I mean, you got the full experience, music, the whole nine yards. You got a patio that unfolds from the back. Oh, it's just, it's incredible. Like you said, at nighttime, I think you can see some of the lights over here, wherever this image is, some of the party lights that go on. I got to see it at night now. Now you got me itching to go see it at night. But Neil, you've been really great about your time here today. We were talking about Neil Hubman, but that being said, talk to me a little bit, just to summarize this entire thing with DriveBox, and share, where can people go and find more information about Drivebox and where can they engage social media wise with you guys?
Yeah, we're pretty easy to find. Fortunately, we're the leading mobile golf simulator. So if you type in Drivebox, Drivbox, you'll find us, or even just mobile golf simulator, you'll find us. Our website contains tons of really great information. Definitely follow us. I think Instagram is our most active medium. You could follow at Drivebox and see all the latest, obviously, events. And we do all sorts of weird things too, where we take a box to random places and just get people to play and get their reaction. It's just so fun to be able to, you know, create content and tell our story in that fashion. I definitely encourage you to follow Jay Cutt as well, if you don't already, Jay Cutt Golf. That's H-U-T-T. And he's got phenomenal content around helping people get better at golf with these, you know, 30-second or less golf tips. He writes his own music. He's just an artist, right? And an athlete. And then I would say if you go to our website and you can subscribe your email, you'll get content from us as well, just to keep stay involved.
And that website is drivebox.com with a Y.
Yes.
Love that. Well, hang on for me after we jump off here, but thank you so much, Adil, for coming onto the Pull Hook Golf Podcast, talking about.
Thank you for tuning in to season 2 of the Pull Hook Golf Podcast. Make sure to hit subscribe and go to www.pullhookgolf.com for more information.